Going, ladies and gentlemen, we've invited first class, now we're inviting executive platinum, emerald, sapphire.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back my guest host, Envoy Lee Harris. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. What was that descriptive word? I definitely have not heard of that one.
You're an envoy.
An envoy?
Yep.
I know convoy. That's about it. I don't know envoy. I don't even say it.
A bearer of news.
Okay, that is definitely me, Lynn. I am definitely one of those.
Yes, you are. And see, I actually gave you, I didn't give you any homework because I'm tired of giving you homework. You never, ever do the research and come back knowing the work. So I gave up.
You know, terrible, is it? Yeah, I mean, just shock. I mean, it's very similar to my school reports, that is.
Me too. Although who would know that I would go on to be like the kind of researcher that I am, because I do, I research constantly. But back in school, it was because they expected me to, right? Now I do it for myself because I enjoy doing it. But back then I was supposed to, so I didn't.
Exactly right. Yeah, no, I was terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Yeah. Well, and I have to mention that Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in the late 1900s. And our people move people.
We do indeed. That is what we do.
It is, which is, you know, a good thing considering you're in travel, because if you didn't move people and you were in travel, then you need a new line of business.
I think so. I don't think we'd be going for very long, would we?
No, not at all. We've actually got some great news this week, and it's so refreshing because, you know, we're looking at the med season coming up. Crew is starting to, you know, start looking for their jobs and looking to where to go to dock walk. And it just seems like the world is gradually saying, okay, we've got to come out of these, you know, these complete freezes, and we've just got to start opening up. And that's what's happening. And that's great news, you know, for everyone traveling. If you've been missing family, you know, we saw Australia the other day, there was, you know, people waiting at the airport with flags and signs and, you know, welcome home and that kind of thing, which we've talked about that before, but it's just good to see, you know, that families are able to reunite again. What's going on in the Netherlands?
Yeah, so the Dutch government, they've decided to lift the quarantine requirement that currently applies to arrivals from very high-risk countries. From February the 25th, people travelling from very high-risk areas are no longer required by law to self-quarantine on arrival. That's from the statement of the government. According to the statement, starting from February 25th, travellers from the very high-risk third countries will no longer be required to follow the self-isolation rule, provided they have been fully vaccinated or recovered from the virus. In addition, it's been emphasised that everybody will still be required to have a negative test result to enter the country. The Netherlands' very high-risk list currently includes all non-EU countries, with the exception of a few, including Bahrain, Hong Kong, Indonesia, New Zealand, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates.
Okay, and Canada.
Yeah, your home country, yeah. So in response to a decline in COVID cases, and probably the truckers who are blocking... Canada will ease off its entry requirements to travellers from February 28th. Fully vaccinated travellers can enter the country with a rapid antigen test taken a day before travel. Current rules only accept PCR tests, which will still be accepted alongside antigen tests. Importantly, all tests must be performed by a laboratory or healthcare provider. Self-administered tests will not be accepted. Border officials will retain the right to randomly test arriving fully vaccinated travellers via PCR tests. However, travellers won't need to quarantine whilst they await the results. Unvaccinated travellers are still required to test on arrival and day eight, alongside a mandatory quarantine period of 14 days.
Nice. Well, I saw an interview with somebody, one of the truckers, and he said, "We are the true north, strong and free." And I thought that was quite poignant. they're just creating havoc. And I think they've taken it a step too far in the fact that just outside of the parliamentary offices, they've actually set up big hot tubs and they're having pig roasts. They're literally in the middle of the street, you know, in minus whatever it is. I mean, right now it is still full on. You have to imagine for the people out there, Ottawa, Ontario is cold right now. It's like in the minus, right? So
yeah.
They're stripping down to their skivvies and jumping into a hot tub in the middle of the street. They just turned it into a par pig roast and hot tubs and beers. I mean, how true Canadian can you get? And so the police are coming in and they're arresting all these people. It's like, you know, it's one thing to have, and I know that they have had different skirmishes and that sort of thing, but it's one thing to arrest a group of people that are rioting. And like, unlike in the US, when there's, you know, that kind of protest for that long, it starts turning into a riot. You know, you start seeing things burning and, you know, the looting and that kind of, no, not in Canada. They bring in the hog roast and the hot tubs and sit back and smoke some marijuana for sure, because it's legal, right? Drink a few beers, they're all good.
Yeah, just treating it like a holiday. I mean, a great time. Like
it's like a camping trip, really.
It is, yeah.
All the truckers in Canada are camping out in Ottawa at the parliament.
Good on them.
Only in Canada. God, I love my people. No, I'm not advocating one way or the other, you know, on what their stance is, but I just think it's hilarious, because if you saw anything like that anywhere else in the world that withstood this long, there would be, you know, havoc. No, not Canadians. We're just jumping the hot tub naked. Yeah. Moving on to the Caribbean, what's going on there?
Yeah, so three Caribbean destinations, those being the Dominican Republic, Grenada, and Cayman Islands, have eased their COVID-19 restrictions also. The Dominican Republic has suspended its domestic COVID-19 measures, while Grenada has relaxed its entry rules to allow arrivals to use rapid antigen tests instead of the more expensive PCR options. An update on the UK's Foreign Office travel advice for the Dominican Republic reads as, on Wednesday, 16th of February, Dominican authorities announced with immediate effect all COVID-19 measures are suspended. That includes mask wearing, social distancing, and proof of vaccination for public spaces. However, passengers arriving must still present a negative COVID-19 PCR or antigen test taken no more than 72 hours before their arrival, or a vaccination card showing two doses of the COVID vaccine, with the last dose taken at least 2 weeks before travel. Meanwhile, the tri-island state of Grenada has relaxed its entry requirements for vaccinated travellers, and now accepts either a 24-hour negative antigen test result taken one day before travel, or a 72-hour pre-departure PCR test. The Cayman Islands government has also announced that from Friday, February 18th, fully vaccinated travellers are no longer required to complete on-island antigen testing on days 2, 5, and 7 after arrival. A negative antigen or PCR test conducted the day before arrival is still required for entry and applies to all travellers aged 5 and over. Also, fully vaccinated travellers are no longer required to take a COVID-19 test before travelling domestically between Grand Cayman and the sister islands of Cayman Brac and Little Cayman.
Nice. And Singapore.
Yeah, so COVID testing for UK travellers arriving in Singapore via a vaccinated travel line will be relaxed from this Tuesday. Instead of taking a PCR test on arrival at the airport, fully vaccinated visitors entering via its quarantine-free VTL scheme will instead be asked to take an antigen test within 24 hours of arrival. Additionally, the current requirements for antigen tests to be taken after days 2 and 7 will also be removed for fully vaccinated arrivals on the VTL flights. Singapore's Ministry of Health announced changes to entry requirements will come into effect from midnight local time on Monday, February the 21st. Singapore's requirements for VTL arrivals to have only visited other VTL countries in the last 14 days is also due to be reduced to 7 days also.
Nice. And LATAM Airlines.
Yeah, so South American LATAM Airlines Group has set a date to restart its routes between Chile, Australia and New Zealand. Over the last 2 years, the connectivity between South America and Oceania has been cut drastically due to the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic across the regions. The three airlines that normally operate flights between both geographic zones, those being LATAM, Qantas and Air New Zealand, have paused their services. However, LATAM are the first airline to formally announce it will resume its routes between Santiago, Chile, to Auckland and Sydney. The date that LATAM will start operating on the route again is March the 29th. LATAM will begin the service with 3 flights per week between April and June and continue to increase it as the demand allows.
Wow, really is opening up everywhere. And crew question.
Yeah, so we received an email this week from Haley wanting to know if crew can now enter the Maldives. The good news is Hayley crew can enter the Maldives provided they are fully vaccinated and had their last dose of the vaccine at least 14 days prior to traveling. Crew will also need to have a PCR test taken no more than 96 hours before departure. Crew will also need to self-isolate, but this can be undertaken on board the yacht. All arriving and departing passengers via airports and seaports are also required to complete the traveller health declaration form within 48 hours to their flight time.
Wow. Oh, you know what? I think this is the first. Oh, I am knocking on some wood there because, you know, we've had good news in the past, but, you know, with mixed with a little bit of bad. But this week, it literally is straight across the board. Good news.
It is. I know. I think it is the first week in 2 years that every everything that we've reported on has all been positive. So hopefully fingers crossed that continues and we've not given it some sort of kiss of death now. And long may it continue.
Well, I think it's time for a hot tub and a beer.
I'll bring the hog roast.
Oh, you know, I just love to be there to take a picture. Really, I would. But hey.
It's quite funny, actually, because like you talk about the Canada protest. I mean, it's a very, there's a lot of them, but it's not really a protest, is it? But it's the same here in New Zealand. So they've now got in Wellington at the Beehive, which is the government buildings. There's now an increased number of protesters arriving there. And it's just the typical Kiwi way, the police to try and deal with them decided to pump out cheesy 80s music. So it's just like a festival at the moment that these protesters are listening to cheesy 80s music whilst having a sausage sizzle. So having a great time as well.
Well, they were inspired by the Canadians. I think it's happening all over the world. The amount of support that they're getting around the world is crazy. And everywhere they go, they've got these Canadian flags, right? And it's funny because they're embarrassing the Canadian government. They're like, oh, you know, Canada, we used to be known for, you know, being this great country. And now all we're known for is this trucker protest. And I'm like, you know what? No, the world still sees Canada exactly as these people that do most everything peacefully, but, you know, are pretty brash at the same time.
Exactly right. They're doing the right way. I have no affiliation either way.
Yeah.
But it's nice to see that it's not turning violent or anything like that. You know, it's being done in a respectful way, shall we say.
Not sure it's entirely respectful, but
maybe not, you know. Maybe not in hot tubs, but
poor Justin Trudeau sitting there in his parliamentary office looking out over all these. And I can tell you now, I can guarantee you that most of those truckers aren't a svelte, you know, 140 pounds of muscle, you know. That'd be enough to make you turn off your lunch, but whatever. you've got to find something fun in everything.
Exactly right. Yeah, it would be a very depressing place if not, wouldn't it?
Oh, good Lord. Have you seen social media?
I tried to stay off it, actually. Apart from LinkedIn, good plan. I tried to stay away. Yeah.
Leave it to me. Only one of us can afford to be depressed 24/7. That'll be me.
Exactly right. Yeah.
So I have to say once again, and that Crew Travel is brought to you by Blue Marine Travel. We haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in the late 1900s. Our people move people. And Lee, I thank you for once again giving us all the travel updates and information and for the good news this week.
Always a pleasure, and it's nice to actually report good news. So hopefully fingers crossed, same again next week.
Nice. Well, any of the links that were needed or any further information, we will provide the links for Blue Marine Travel underneath this website or this interview when it airs. So please feel free to check it out, contact Lee directly. And of course, if you are looking at traveling anytime in the near future, please do check out Lee's LinkedIn, because if anything is happening in the travel world, you'll find it on his LinkedIn page. Once again, you've been watching another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I have been your host. We'll see you again.
Once again, we're boarding passengers seated in zones E and F at this time.